This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show, live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Okay. Let's go over this expression with you, Susie.
Okay.
Spring ahead, fall back.
Can Dave, you say it one more time? Yes, say it one more time.
Go ahead, Dave.
Spring ahead, fall back.
So you
That's what we do with our clocks. Okay. We just had this conversation last hour. These topics we're sick of. So people are saying, well, wait a second. If you're sick of, why are you bringing it up again? Because sources have told the two of us that you thought Saturday night / Sunday morning, 2 a.m., we were falling back. Even though we're approaching the spring season, so
it's right there in the name. It's right. It couldn't have been easier for me.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, I want to say that on several occasions I was clear that it was spring ahead. There was a text chain with my family. We were all going to my mom's for her birthday yesterday, and it was always remember, change your clock, go forward, spring ahead, forward. Yeah. How many different ways can we say positive movement forward?
Yeah.
And so I knew it. I knew it very well. I had it in my head. And then I had Saturday evening to myself, and I was going to have a little dinner and watch a movie. And then I went up to my room because I'm a boomer, and I actually have an alarm clock that I set, not on my phone, not on my Apple Watch, just there. And I literally did it wrong. I literally did it wrong. Thinking I was doing it right.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, as folks might know, I have a live, that would be a live radio show at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Yeah. And Josh Wheeler is the host. I mean, the producer. Well, sometimes he's the host when I don't wake up.
Sounds like he's taking over from the last 2 weeks.
This is back-to-back weeks for Josh. He thinks he's the next Steve Cannon at this point.
So, of course, I'm not awake. And I get several. I probably had 20 calls from various different people. Many, many more texts.
Worried.
Very worried. At one point, I understand they were thinking that they would call St. Louis Park Police to see if they could get somebody to knock on the door, or maybe did someone know a neighbor. Yeah. But clearly, I was down for the count. I slept very well.
Yes.
An extra 2 hours.
Yeah.
Now, it's
so
not funny.
What time did you roll in? What time did you roll in?
You know, this is, and I want to say, overrated, underrated. Overrated is daylight saving. I hate daylight saving.
Sounds like you don't participate in it.
Well, I hate it.
She does. It's just her own version.
It's my own version.
You hate it so much. You go,
change
you
the
go
rules.
A total of 2 hours the wrong way.
Two hours the wrong way.
From now on, tell her she's in charge of, I guess, the 10 o'clock news. Because if not, we say noon, she's not going to be
here. Okay, so I set my alarm on my boomer old school alarm clock for 6 a.m.
Why aren't you using your phone? Come on.
Well, and this is another one that I get chastised. Yeah.
Chastised.
From my colleagues.
We're talking about your chastity.
No, not that. We right don't know. Please. That's a whole nother hour. Listen, Steve Simpson, who I love to death, is just in awe and sort of maybe flabbergasted that I'm not more modern. Oh, your modern ways, they frighten me. Because, and then I said, well, my phone beeps all the time and it buzzes and dings,
okay,
you know, and people like I get on a text chain and these women that I'm friends with will start, yeah, I like that, or sending jokes at 11 at night. And I don't want all that binging and bonging on my phone.
Yeah.
Well,
you
suffice it to
say, volume switch.
There's lots of ways to get rid of the notification silence. Yeah. You can even make a person's phone number sound different. So perhaps,
yeah,
I might keep Josh Wheeler's number in a different song or a different tone.
Right.
So when
very loud.
So but literally I was so mad. Gosh, I was mad. Because I get in my car, now it's 6:20 in my head on the clock. Well, clearly it's 8:20, so I've missed the whole 7.
Yeah.
And can I get in for part of Bruce Helmer and Peg Webb and Wealth,
yeah,
Enhancement?
Right.
So I come flying in here, and at 10 minutes to 9.
What time did you realize it?
At 8:20 the real time, 6:20 my time. My, yeah, alarm went off.
Susie time.
It's like they have Carter calendar.
Carter's got the calendar. You have your own time.
I have,
okay,
my own clock. Anyway, so I did. And of course, you know, Kay Jones is upset with me because she thinks I'm always going to be fired, which I probably could have been.
You're bulletproof. I just was thinking, we had the craziness. Like somebody said, they're overrated, underrated. They're properly rated. It's hearing that H. Lake and Chris Tubbs are back. That was, yeah, on top of my list. It's fantastic,
right,
that they're back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we could say those guys are a bulletproof because they were let go and then they're back. Like,
right.
You
they're
know,
Superman.
6 hours later.
Superman.
You're the most bulletproof. If I got let go, Jerusha, Vanita, anybody, I'd be like, well, that can happen. You, no chance at all. Zero. You show up, I don't know, what do you think, Dave, 60% of the time. You argue
generous
with Lindsay all the time.
I do argue with Lindsay all the time about vacation.
I'm sick, and occasionally you are sick. Most often you're just watching a show at home, Matlock. There's a run of Matlock, and now you roll in whenever you want. You are the economy right now, the market is down 836.
It's my
fault. Lost every dollar I've ever had. You are the safest person with a job in America right now.
Remember when I got those free glasses?
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Well, I have to tell
you. All right, we got
to go. No, wait. I want to do one quick thing. So I was at my fabulous event when I won that fabulous award. And
yeah.
I got.
Yes.
I got.
No wonder you didn't know what day it was.
Right. My ego is so huge. I got set up on a date, and I'm going to dinner tonight with a date. From the Wednesday Salut at 50th in France. But the funny thing is, I said to the dude texting, I said, hey, if you want to listen to the show, listen Sunday morning at 7. Well, guess what? He texted in. He said, are you okay? Because I think Josh was saying things like, we can't find Susie.
Oh. Not sure Josh should have been saying quite that.
I think there was might have been a tiny bit of an alarm. But anyway.
Yeah. Dave said it was accurate. Okay. What's this gentleman's name? Can we say that?
I think we could, because I'm not saying anything. There's no ill will here.
No last name or anything.
No, yeah. Steve.
Uh-huh. Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
Steve and Salut. We got the alliteration going.
I will let you know how it goes.
We will hear about that probably at 4:30 when Susie tomorrow joins us right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, if you want to send in something you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated, we'll take a look at it. Text away 651-461-9226. The stock market right now, the Dow is down 800 and 52 points. NASDAQ is down 770. It was a good run, Susie. It was fine. You know,
Rome was not built in a day. Don't look at the day-to-day fluctuations. I'm listening to Pete Najarian. Sundays he's in here and he always gives me tips. This is a blip, as Dave Harrigan says. Let's not set the house on fire.
Hey, we got the live ticker on CNN. It just went from 872 down up to 862. So we're, 10 points back in the right direction.
Speaking of Pete Najarian, football guy Dan Cook gives me the nugget that Adam Schefter just reported Sam Darnold to
where?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Ah, all right.
Sam Darnold not returning. Seattle became the favorite over the weekend once they traded Geno Smith. So Sam Darnold. It was fun.
Yeah. It was a great
year. It was a wild ride. The last two games, not so good. It wasn't just him.
Yeah.
But Sam Darnold, I mean, great signing by Kwesi. To get that out of him exceeded all expectations.
Chad, did I see like a blip on the screen that said something about Aaron Rodgers coming to Minnesota? Was that just...
Well, that's been rumored, but now the heavy, heavy talk is he's... destined for the the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Gosh.
That's where seemingly.
Does he have any juice in him left? I mean, God,
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I've been saying his last year with the Packers, he wasn't that great. Then he blows out the Achilles,
Jets.
And the last year wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Here's the numbers on a Darnold from Adam Schefter. 3 years, 110.5 mil.
Oh, he'll be okay.
$55 million. Guaranteed. Jeez. Dave Harrigan, we call that Susie Jones WCCO radio money.
Yeah, and Darnold doesn't even have to show up for the first half of the year, and he's just fine.
Exactly. If Sam starts showing up midway through the second quarter,
we'll
know the Jones effect has taken place. All right, what do you have, Dave?
Yes, Dave.
All right, well, we got to go quick here. So this one is from yesterday. Who doesn't like Chinese food, right? Everybody loves Chinese food.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday we had a little belated birthday dinner for my wife with her parents over, her sister. We're feeding seven people. Chinese food is great, but what's underrated besides just the food, the ruthless and aggressive efficiency of every Chinese restaurant in America. We've got our favorite place. It's about 15, 20 minutes away, a little drive, no big deal. But I have learned, Chad, do not make the phone call from home. Do not order the food from home because I will be very, very late. Yesterday, I made the move, drove halfway, pulled over, made the call. We've got food for an army. 10 minutes.
Wow.
10 minutes. Ready in 10 minutes. And boom, I walk through the door. And there it is, bagged up, sitting on the counter.
Whew.
Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Among all the food options, okay, the one where you can get in like 10 minutes, boom, great Chinese. I don't care that it's not always the healthiest for you. It's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this, just jumping in. We went to a Japanese steakhouse last night.
In St. Louis.
The whole presentation.
Oh, no. I forgot. Never mind. Go ahead. I know.
I'm out here in California. You know what was a crushing aspect of it?
What?
No yum yum sauce.
Close that place down.
Honestly, ginger and kind of a wasabi spicy. No yum yum.
No, get out of here.
What is going on?
Heck's sake.
All right, Dave, what's next?
All right.
I'll go quick on this next one. I just have to brag up my oldest kid who was participating yesterday in a Minnesota Regional Championship swim meet for the first time. She just started swimming competitively on my wife's team a few months ago. Qualified, you had to get qualifying times in each of her events. She snuck in a qualifying time on her 50-yard breaststroke. Watching her via the live stream, which, by the way, silver lining to come out of COVID, that you can live stream these things.
Wait, where were you at this point?
I was at home with the little one. It was early in the day. They had to leave at like 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
She's in lane one of the second heat, which means you're the slowest of that heat. You know, they put the fast ones in the middle and work their way out.
Yep.
And she smoked that whole heat by two body lengths. shaved 13 seconds off her previous best time and finished with a medal for sixth place out of everybody in that heat. So go get him, kid.
Isn't that nice?
That is fantastic.
It was so cool to watch her just flying through the water.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Papa.
It's all me.
No kidding.
All me.
Couple items here. Shima Nord. Dave, you saw the story too. She's 18.
Oh, my goodness.
She has weeks or months to live. She's a Duluth native and a Duluth East senior. And she recently, on March 1st, had upward of 400 friends of friends, and family members celebrate her high school graduation months early, Susie, because they don't know if she's going to be around.
Isn't that awesome?
And it turned into this health issue where they thought it was just a back issue, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. And reading about her and reading about her spirit and the type of person she is and those who have rallied behind her, including Make-A-Wish, which put this together, I hope a miracle happens. If you want to believe in miracles, she would be a top candidate. But also to just believe in the decency of others who rallied to her. So we are thinking of you. There is a debate that I saw on USA Today about this contraption a mom set up, Susie, teaching her toddler or other toddlers how to fold clothes. And so, like, they put cardboard together, right? And then they've got the numbers, like, 1, 2, and 3. So, like, do this first, this second, this third. And people are going apoplectic. This is child labor. Do these people know what child labor actually is?
I think it's a healthy skill to have, and I'm all in favor of it. I can't imagine a toddler would do very well with it, given the toddlers that I know. Oh, actually, they were pretty good. Okay.
They were pretty good. You know, child labor.
Child labor. That's a hoot. Listen.
A couple last ones
here. Yes, go ahead.
Golf TV coverage, outside of showing us the golf ball in the air and some of the golf speed, they are woefully behind the coverage improvements of pretty much any other sport on the planet, including yesterday when Russell Henley is dueling Colin Morikawa. And the key point on the 16th hole, Susie, he's like you. He chips in for eagle on 16. We're in the middle of a commercial and just see the ball going in the hole as the key ultimate deciding shot takes place. Golf, it's not that difficult to miss the key shots late in the round. Embarrassing. Two last items. When you go into a store, Dave Harrigan, and you say, hey, it's something I need right away. Do you have this? Do you need to go in the back and check? And when the guy says, no. Yeah, we have it. Don't worry about it. And then you pick it out, and then guess what he says? We don't have it. Can we get it to you in like a week or so? Should that be grounds for dismissal right there?
It's a little tough. It's a little tough to have your hopes brought up so high and then smashed to pieces right in front of you.
Yeah.
Better to just say, let me go look, than when you're hanging a little bit, and then, you can handle it. That's tough.
That's how Lindsay feels every day when Dave comes home. And then there's now a pizza where they're putting oranges on the pizza. Not just the atrocity, which is pineapple on pizza, Susan K. Jones, but oranges on a pizza. Should these people be removed from the planet, yes or no?
Yes, they should be banished to Siberia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, can I say one last one?
Of course you can.
Happy birthday to Kay Jones.
Oh, is it today?
It was yesterday, but You know, she's made it solid 94 years, and she is a whippersnapper. She has raised four ferocious daughters who have an extreme sense of self and self-confidence and ignorant bliss in which to do anything they want.
Show up anytime they want.
Yeah, show up. What time did you show up at the party? A couple hours late? Or
you know what? I was actually a little early because we ordered food and I was to pick it up and everybody else was late. But we had a good little afternoon, and little baby Isaiah, the grandbaby who's 9 months, arrived to crawl around and have a and let everybody hold him. So that was a good afternoon.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Kay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Susie.
Okay, talk soon.
Brian Belsky, the market is down, oh, I don't know, 800 some points with the Dow, 700 points with NASDAQ. Is it all over? Our economic guru is moments away. Okay, Belsky, why is this your fault? This is Brian Belsky, chief investment strategist, BMO Capital Markets. While we're on the phone, we're about to go to the Dow down 900. We're teetering on that point right now. We're teetering on the NASDAQ down 800. I want to blame you, but it's not you. I know that. Is this all on Donald Trump and the lack of certainty? Because you tell me that all the time. The economy, the market, the other indicators, the consumers, we want some level of stability. We want a vision. We want a plan. And with Donald Trump, we are all over the place. One day we got a tariff. Then the tariff's off. Now it's back with a little bit different. Yesterday, not once but twice, Donald Trump did not push back strongly on a recession. We're now down over 900 on the Dow before you even started talking. Is this on the 47th president of the United States? And if it's not him, explain to me why it's not him.
Well, good afternoon, Chad. I'm a nut.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. I would say yes. That I'd actually be glad to take the blame for all of this. I mean, no. Listen, you did a great job teeing this up in terms of our longer term process and thinking about this, Chad. That the market hates uncertainty. I wrote a piece on Friday, published it Friday in Canada about all the uncertainty in Canada. Now they have a new prime minister and no sign of a government being called there in terms of a new election. He's just going to be prime minister for a while. And it sounds to us that his tactics are going to be much different than even what Trudeau was. So I think that's causing some of this. The other thing too, is that to take two steps back, and the market was up 23% in 2023, and, you know, 28% or so last year. Some of this is relatively normal in terms of the market pulling back, but there's no doubt that when we don't know or we don't have a handle on what's going on, that causes fear. And so fear is obviously hitting an extreme. The other thing too, from a calendar perspective, you know, the typically and historically the first quarter of the new presidency following two big years up, you typically have this type of pullback. But let's kind of go back, and I'll remind everybody, the month of March, it seems to me like the last 15 years have been kind of important. So in March 23rd of 2020 was the COVID low. That was just 5 years ago. March 12th of 2009 was the great financial crisis low. So we used to think about September's being really bad. The last 10 or 15 years, it's been marches. But this is clearly centered around tariffs, the timing of tariffs, the duration or lack thereof of tariffs. And now you're starting to hear the R word, meaning recession, which I think is not appropriate, especially given that we're still at 4% unemployment. We're still at positive earnings. We're still a lot of great things that are happening in the economy. This is an emotional reaction to not knowing what's going on.
So you know this so much better than I. And I get what you're saying. If you are back-to-back tremendous years, you're going to have some pullback. But not like this, Brian, where one day you're up 500, and then the next two, 3 days you're down 500, 600, 700. If knowing the market as well as you do, if Donald Trump comes in and follows his basic plan from his first term, where there were tariffs, and let me add, a number of those tariffs, people forget this, a number of those tariffs Joe Biden kept in place. They were not as stark. They were not as dramatic as what Donald Trump is offering his second term. If we don't have this roller coaster of tariffs, where do you think the market is at? Where do you think these other indicators are at, which are fraught with some peril right now? Maybe not recession, but I don't think you need your binoculars to see it in the future, do you?
No, I think things from a forecast perspective would be a lot clearer. The consumer's still pretty strong. Some of this consumption fears have actually exacerbated over the last couple of weeks, especially given this volatility in terms of the tariffs, number one. Whether or not you agree with the policy or not, there are, I think, part of what's happening in terms of cutting government waste, and now all of a sudden everything that they're doing is bad because, of course, it's bad because the markets are down. But I will caution you on saying, 400 points, 500 points. Remember, the market is coming down from a much higher level. So 500 points sounds a lot more than it was. Now, clearly, the Dow drops is down over 900 points. We're starting to see Mondays typically is when markets bottom anyway, especially over a weekend, which was not good. So we usually, what happens, this is actually kind of following the script, Chad. And if you have a really bad Friday and then you've got a weekend full of turmoil and then an even worse day on Monday, typically and historically, that's how market bottoms are made. So I think we're closer to the end or not. I think without all of this quote unquote massive, massive magnification about every little word that comes out on tariffs, I think the market would be clearly up, and I think we'd still be in positive territory.
Well, and some of that, and it's to his credit, because he wants to own the day. He is available so often. I mean, Joe Biden was hiding for years. You weren't qualified for the job if you're hiding, and Joe Biden wasn't the last couple of years. But Donald Trump yesterday on a Sunday, when he wasn't golfing, he had the recorded Maria Bartiromo interview. Then he's back on Air Force One, and he's talking more. So it's not like, Brian, he offered up a tariff points in his address to Congress and then vanished for the next few days. It kept coming up and coming up and coming up because he's out there. So let's put the market off the side because there are tens and tens of millions of people in this country who are not on the market. Expand a little bit on what you said before. What still should give people hope and promise that there you have so much of this built in that the core of the economy is good? And what are some of the numbers not related to the stock market which give you more pause about what is taking place here?
Well, the first thing is that we've had a cycle over the last few years where inflation's gone up. Now, inflation is beginning to roll over, and the Fed is still probably going to be centered toward, especially the second half of the year, Chad, to lower interest rates. And so that would be a very good sign for the housing industry, which you've seen house pricing in Minnesota go up pretty dramatically. And so that could help in terms of buying power and affordability on the housing side, number one. Number two, and just in terms of the U.S. economy, continues to be quite strong. And given the fact that irrespective of what you think of President Trump, the traditional conservative agenda is more toward less and less regulation. If you have less regulation in the financial services industry, that's going to cause an ability to lend more and open up the piggy bank, quote unquote. With respect to U.S. companies versus European companies and Chinese companies, I think the difference between Trump 2.0 versus 1.0 really was centered more on China, and then eventually the USMCA and Canada, and there was some stuff in there very briefly. But this is more of a global phenomenon that he's kind of taken on a lot right now. But if you take a look at a U.S. company versus a European company or Chinese company, it's head and shoulders. You want to be in a U.S. company. Lastly, I'll say this, is that the consumer still is very much alive. But the consumer is changing on how they're buying stuff, and it's still very much so an online game and more about service and things like that. And again, lastly, my team has done really a lot of trying to study, Chad, what are these Gen Zers and the millennials spending money on? Well, it's experiential, it's travel, it's convenience type stuff. And so that's where they're spending the money. So some of the traditional retailers, you know, have kind of fallen out of play. But I think that there's still, from a consumption side of things, America still is a consumer economy, and we're still doing very well there.
Okay, let's finish with this, and let's tie it back to Minnesota. Ontario, and obviously you're based in Canada now, so you know this area very well, has not just Canada as a whole, but Ontario, the largest province in Canada, retaliated today by imposing a 25% surcharge on the energy that exports to three states in the United States of America: Michigan, New York, and a state I like to call Minnesota. This move, according to multiple outlets, will cost business and residents in each state up to $400,000 per day, and lift the average energy bill by about $100 per month. This is from the Premier, Doug Ford, very outspoken. What are your thoughts on that? And what are your thoughts to your family and friends in Wilmer who are listening to this news right now and now feeling like this is going to hit them even more directly than some of the other aspects of the response from Canada, Mexico, China, and others?
Well, first off, I say I'm so sorry that this is potentially going to impact them. And I say that potentially because President Trump did say and did do a deal with Saudi Arabia that they're going to be turning on and providing more supply of oil. That's kind of number one in terms of heating oil that comes from a different area. With respect to Premier Ford, this is the same gentleman, quite frankly, that announced that it's now illegal in the province of Ontario to buy United States alcohol, even though the province has already bought all the alcohol and they put it in a warehouse somewhere. How intelligent is that? This is just my personal opinion, not there of my organization, but that to me sounds a little haphazard and maybe spiteful. So again, this is duration risk. I don't believe that this is going to last as long as we are positioning for, and whether or not that increased cost can ever. I also know, too, this, that President Trump has had direct conversations with Enbridge. Enbridge is a company that is the big pipeline company that's going to come through into Minnesota. And oh, by the way, Enbridge is in Alberta. So what people are saying in Alberta is very different than what people are saying in Ontario. I'll leave you with this. Most Minnesotans and most Americans do not know that there is not provincial to provincial trade in Canada. They actually invoke tariff-like taxes, a GST, across. So it's harder to do business in Ontario if they want to do business in British Columbia or in Alberta than it is to do business in Minnesota. Nobody knows this in the United States because nobody talks about that.
Good reminder. Excellent.
They have to right their own ship first. And I always say, you know, those in glass houses should never throw stones. And there's too much of this on both sides going on. It's not just the U.S. It's both sides that need to kind of correct their behavior.
Great as always, Brian. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, Chad.
Brian Belsky, Chief Investment Strategist, BMO Capital Markets, on what is going on with the economy. The Dow right now is down 950 points today. Chip Scoggins early next hour. Looks like Cam Bynum's headed to the Colts. Sam Darnold signing with the Seahawks. Plenty for Chip. Let's run through a number of texts. These are texts at 651-461-9226. Joe Biden wasn't hiding. That's laughable. Of course he was. He was struggling intellectually due to his age. Take no joy in it, but it's a fact. Somebody attacking Belsky. He's a big MAGA guy. Utterly ridiculous. He's a truth teller. You just don't agree with his opinion because he's citing facts that you don't agree with. This guy is clearly biased and a Trump fan. Okay, get out of here because he's talking about some history. The Dow was at right around 45,000. Texture points on the 31st. Right now, we're headed for about, what, 4150, depending where the rest of the day goes. We're dealing with about a 5.5 to 6% drop. Texture points out it's not just talk of tariffs, it's other issues. Now, as a contrast, somebody says, guess what? When Donald Trump was elected, it was near this number. That's also true. But the more recent trend matters a hell of a lot more. And until Donald Trump brings some certainty, you're going to have more of this. And will it be better in the long run in 18 months, in a year? I don't know. But a lot of other people are wondering how much suffering they're going to go through. Remember, he told us that prices were going down opening day. That's not happening.